Without spiritual reading, I would wither up and die. It is amazing how God works through reading the lives of the saints or the writings of the saints. And reading this book by this Mexican mystic lived last century. And just this morning, this is what I read about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. So it couldn't be more fitting for today's reading. Her spiritual director one time wrote to her, "This indwelling of the Spirit of God is to be the treasure of your soul, the whole reason for your existence, of your destiny. In it and through it, you should see, love, seek, and do everything." And let me repeat that line. By the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you should see, love, seek, and do everything. My brothers and sisters, when is the first time we ever hear about the Holy Spirit? It is at the moment of the Annunciation. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. And what is the work of the Holy Spirit from the first time we discover Him? It is to incarnate our Lord Jesus Christ in the womb of Mary. That is His work for all time, to make our Lord Jesus Christ take flesh in every single one of us. And what does Our Lady say in that moment? "Be it done unto me according to your word." So in a specific way, what is she referring to at that time? You have just said the Holy Spirit is going to come down upon me. I abandon myself to the Holy Spirit. Let it be done to me. What do we discover in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ right at the beginning of His public ministry? As soon as He is baptized by John in the Jordan, it says the Holy Spirit leads Him out to the desert to be tempted by the evil one. Now the reality is, when our Lord Jesus Christ took flesh, so from all eternity, the second person of the Holy Trinity is one with the Father and with the Holy Spirit. So why would He need the guidance of the Holy Spirit? Because in becoming man, He really takes a human mind, a human heart. He has all human passions, and they need to be governed and guided by the Holy Spirit. So even our Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh is totally surrendered to the Spirit of God. And if we are to imitate Him, we are called to do the same. Holy Spirit, I want to abandon myself completely to You. I give You free rein to govern my life, that I will always and everywhere do what You desire, that You'll be the inspiration of my every word, every action. And my brothers and sisters, where do we find the Holy Spirit? So if we are baptized, which everyone here is baptized, we received Him on the day of our baptisms. We became His temple, and He makes us a temple so that the Father and the Son can also dwell in us. But when we were baptized, we received Him as just a tiny little seed in our soul in seminal form, and He wants His life to expand in us completely to the point where He has full possession of our souls, where we give ourselves to Him willingly and readily. But He forever, if we remain in a state of grace, dwells in us. St. Paul says the Father has poured the Holy Spirit into your souls. And so when we need to speak to Him, when we desire to be governed by Him, when we want Him to lead us into the truth because He is the Spirit of truth, it means going within ourselves to talk to Him. Holy Spirit, You already live in me. Give me Your light. Enlighten me as You enlighten the mind of our Lord. Our Lord reveals today in a specific way the mission of the Holy Spirit in this world. It is to lead us to testify to Christ. We ask Him today, as we receive our Lord Jesus Christ, to make us His witnesses to the ends of the earth. And though we might not travel to the ends of the earth, we can always accomplish that in prayer. Because the Holy Spirit, if He dwells in the hearts of all the faithful, He has us united to people all the way to the ends of the earth. Our prayers help to accomplish His mission, though we might not travel anywhere. So contemplative nuns can have some of the widest missions in the world by the power of the Holy Spirit. May we be entirely His.